Baba said, Om Shanti. Om few, first of all, got drishti from Bap Dada, and this drishti although you noticed it, you were watching it with your physical eyes. And but even in your eyes, when the father's drishti went, your drishti also gets transformed. To all of you in the whole gathering, who was visible? Who is visible in the whole gathering? Who is visible? Of course, it is all Brahmins sitting in the gathering, and amongst you Brahmins, some are mixed Brahmins, means not complete. That's what Baba means. So, but when Bap Dada, but when you took the drishti, you did feel that our Baba has come. In each one's intellect, there was my Baba has come. In each one's eyes, there was the sparkle of joy. The sparkle in each one's eyes. bucket of joy was merged. Each one felt, my Baba has come, who is in each one's eyes, my Baba. Baba is visible through the eyes, and Baba is visible in the intellect too. This is why beloved Baba, sweet Baba, my Baba, has been merged in your eyes and intellect. Even the father sees the children in that form as my children. And even the children see the father in the same form as my Baba. What is visible in each one's heart? My Baba has come. It is my Baba. When you say my, you feel so happy. Feel so happy when you say my Baba. From wherever you may be, it may be said that you are from London or you are from India, but each one of you will say my Baba. This is the meeting of the father and the children which is taking place. This meeting is also a very unique meeting. In a physical way, when you see it in a physical way, each one can think differently, but one thought is common in all, my Baba has come. Whether there are 100 people or 1,000 people or however many people, each one will say, "This is my Baba." In whatever form you have come, that is whatever your occupation is, but here when you sit, what is in your thought? You are a student sitting in front of Baba. And Baba is seeing children from the whole world sitting here, because you have come from different parts of the world. From whichever part of the world you have come, but here when while sitting, but here what you feel while sitting here, you all think that you are godly students. And who is your teacher? God Himself. God Himself has come specially to meet us. God has come to meet us, or you can say we have come to meet God. All of you who have come, who recognize Baba, you say, when you were asked, "Where are you going?" What did you say? "We are going to meet Baba. We are going to meet Baba." And the feeling of meeting Baba was so much visible on your face. So the feeling of the children meeting the father is being felt from your faces. There is so much love visible on your faces. You are saying, "Wah, Baba, wah." This is the song being sung in each one's heart. And there is so much love. Felt through this meeting of the father and the children. In today's gathering, see, There is no other relationship here. It is only the father and the children. Even if somebody is old, whatever age he may be, whatever he is, but at this time he is a student. There is the feeling of I'm a student merged in everyone's mind. In each one's intellect, this is the aim and objective. There are so many souls, so many countries. But where Brahmin life is concerned, all of you sitting here are students, whether you are physically old in age or a small child. Although someone may be a small child, but still he too is a student sitting here. All of you are students sitting here. All of you say to each other, don't you? Baba said this today, Baba said that today. Today Baba spoke about how to stay bodiless. So this you tell each other, there are such good things you tell each other. So what do you see your form as in your mind at this time? A student, whether you are physically elderly or young. And you are doing the same thing here, studying. And in this study, so much power is filled in this study. Although all of you are so simple, ordinary, but through this study, what are you becoming? Just say, if any one of you is asked, what have you come here to study? What do you study here? And each one of you will say, we are studying to become from human beings to deities. We are studying here to become deities from human beings, and see you are studying with so much love. each one is studying with so much interest. And while studying, if any other subject comes up, then, or if some other subject comes up, then the main point which is being spoken on, that will be missed, won't it? But Baba has said that although it is quite mixed when you are discussing about Gyan, it is mixed sometimes, but all of you have come here only for one purpose, to study knowledge as students. And it is seen that when you come with the aim of only studying, then from your face it is visible that this student is quite serious about the study, he is quite studious. And who is their teacher? And if that one is remembered, then that one is salvaged automatically. God is the one who is teaching here. Have you ever heard of it before, that God even teaches? Majority of you do pass in this study. Why? Why majority of you pass in this study? Why? Because the teacher here teaches you with such a method that and that the moment you hear, immediately it is imprinted in you. You're not the ones who forget. All of you are studying with so much joy and happiness. Baba can see that there's so much of joy and happiness in you while studying. But Baba is also seeing that because of some reason, that the aim is that they have come here to study. but for some reason, some circumstances, that instead of studying here, they have attention towards other subjects. In another subject. This is why the special homework which is given to you So those who do pay attention to the homework given to them, they are studying, they have love for the study, and they keep attention, they have attention towards the study all the time, and every moment they are attentive. So such students are 3/4 in this hall. So 3/4 of you are the real good students who are very, very attentive towards the study. So Bap Dada is saying all of you students sitting in this class and noticing your speciality. Noticing the speciality of yours that you are attentive. And the wonder of all this is that you are giving good attention towards the study. So who are you? Who am I? This each one knows himself very well. But then again it is seen but the students who are present here, one of your students who are present here, amongst you, majority are really having very good interest in the study. So on seeing all this, even Baba is feeling, is liking it very much on seeing this, that you are really giving very good attention to the study. Baba is liking this. You have good attention towards the study. This result is good. And now you have to go ahead more in this. You have to increase your interest in the study. You have to increase your interest in the study. You have to pay attention. You have to pay more attention towards the study. And so here Baba can say that in this gathering most of you have very good interest in the study and you are studying very well with great interest. And even the number of those sitting here is a big number, so many, so about over 21,000 have come in the gathering. Many are sitting outside too. This hall is completely packed and hundreds outside. So at least there must be 25 to 26,000 in today's gathering. So Baba is saying, Baba is giving certificate that you are good students. Well, paying good attention towards the study. So, you, the students, are paying good interest towards the study, and even the teachers are showing great interest in teaching. Baba is mentioning about the teachers sitting here. So many teachers of Maharashtra here. So many teachers sitting here. And Baba is saying that so, and you are paying attention that students should study well, because if a student doesn't get enough marks in the study, even that you wouldn't like, and therefore this study is going to give a very good fruit. You know that. You know that, and this is why you are studying. Had you not known that you are going to get good fruit from the study, half of you would be gone, but you are still here. It means you do know that you are going to get good fruit from this study. The result, the result is going to be very good. So overall, Baba can see that in this class, amongst all of you, many have great interest in the study. In a class, Baba is giving you the certificate that you are good students, you have great interest in the study, and children are quiet. Baba is telling you to clap. Uh-huh. And now they're clapping, you don't want to stop. I'm sure all of you are also clapping, aren't you? Wherever you are, in whichever part of the world, you are good students, so Baba is giving you the good certificate. You do pay good attention towards the study, and therefore congratulations for that. Well, after all, you are students, and student means he must pay attention to the study. If he's not paying attention to the study, it's not really good for him that he's calling himself a student and still not paying attention to the study. Student means the one who pays attention towards the study, So, Baba is announcing the result today, that the result is very good, that you have a lot of interest towards the study, therefore you are fast in study. Now everyone is clapping more loudly. So today, like, the principal is giving certificate to the students, and Baba says, see your faces, you are smiling so beautifully, you're so happy. And you do give time, don't you, to the study. Whether it may be 1 hour or half an hour, you do give time to the study. So you do value time. As you give time to the study, you do value time. And it's your nature, really, that whatever you do it with that interest. It's good. It's a good sign that this is your nature, and therefore this class sitting here is a good class. Result is very good of this class. Which students are liked by a teacher, by the teacher? Students like you are liked by the teacher. Baba is a teacher too, so he likes you students very much. Even if somebody may say, it's only today that I have become regular, at least you have become regular. You have come in the list of regular students, even if you have come just today. But don't think that just being one day in the class will do. No. Because you need attendance too. No? It's not just coming one day to the class and say that I'm a student. So, all of you are happy when a student comes to the class, but even a student is also happy that I've come, that I'm a good student sitting in the class. So from this you must have understood what Baba wants to say. It is your responsibility to pay full attention towards the study. Why? Because the teacher is really working hard on the students, is it not? So Baba teacher, the teacher sitting here, Baba is referring to all the teachers. So to all the teachers as well as to all the students, Congratulations for having such good students who have all passed. And now, from now onwards, let it be any test paper, you should never fail in it. Because this is the lesson which has been taught to you, that today you have passed, can see your faces, but what about those who have failed? Their heads are down. So naturally their heads are down because they know they are not good students. So even if they try to put their head up, but then they cannot, their heads go down. Because then they know that they are not good students. So whenever you are appearing in any test paper, remember this day, that I have to pass, I have to pass. The overall result was also seen that comparatively it's a good result. Whenever you are facing any test paper, you must bear in mind that I should never fail in this test. To fail means who fails, the one who feels, means somebody feels insulted, somebody feels it, that means he has failed. So then you remember the whole year, like a student, if he fails, he keeps remembering whole year, I failed, I failed, I failed. Therefore, of course, according to the rule, he may be transferred, but that guilt will still remain in him that I failed. So, you should always think, okay, although whatever has passed is past, sometimes I pass, sometimes I fail. This thought should not come into your mind. You should keep in mind that I have to pass, and to see those who have passed and see their faces, and therefore see them. So those of them that we have passed in this test, any test, and we are good students, raise your hand. And everybody raises their hand. We are all good students. Baba Singh. But still, not all have raised their hand. According to the gathering, not all have raised their hand, but we have passed in the test, so we are good students. So whenever you are studying, you must have the aim, I will pass, I will pass. This should be your aim. By saying according to what you have studied, it is like you are still in the 8th class still. So, 8th, not further than that. So, I don't know what Baba means, but he's saying 8th. So, how many should pass? Okay, maybe you may not be full pass. Baba, probably Baba is saying 80%. You have reached 80%, though it's not 100%. Okay, a few marks, one or two marks less is okay. But then, if there are very less marks and you fail, it's not a good sign. So you have got 8 out of 10, but if it is less, then it may be called fail. So, if you think, oh, I've just passed, it's fine. If I've just passed, though I've not fully passed, but it's okay, whatever marks I've got is okay. But if you think even that's not right, because you must pass fully and therefore not miss any class, not miss the study even one day, because a student always keeps the aim that I must pass fully. Not that I will try to pass, or I wish to pass, or I'll try to pass. A good student will not say that. So, today you worked hard, you were remembering Baba whole day. How much you think percentage you got today? How much percentage you got? You did raise your hand, but how much numbers you have received, that you have to see. Although you may have passed, but then that pass is also not complete. So only a few have passed very well. Therefore you have to pay attention that I must pass. Pass means pass. I have to pass. Not any marks will do, because failing is not a good sign. Because if you are failed, it means your attention is somewhere else. You have some other habits, which is not good. So see how many, so many of you are sitting here. Who say, yes, we have passed, we have full confidence, raise your hand. Papa is looking. Okay. Or if those are sitting near that they have passed, Papa wants to see the past, wants to see those at the back also. It is good. So when you raise your hand to say that you are past, you feel so intoxicated, don't you? So Maniben gets up and says, Maharashtra, Andhra are the servers. Maharashtra, Mumbai, Andhra, it's all Maharashtra. 15,000 have come, and the others from the other states, a total 22,000. So Bap Dada is congratulating all of you from Maharashtra. That you have given your test and you have passed in the test. So, congratulations to all of those who have passed. You know, here Baba today, everybody was made to be in complete silence. Also, and they worked hard on it to remain in complete silence today. So, many did pay attention towards themselves. So, Baba Singh, those who really worked hard and paid attention to themselves, raise your hand. And many are raising their. So, not many have really worked hard on it. So you have not really worked very hard. The result is not complete, but still there are quite a lot who say that you have passed is good. Bap Dada likes it. It's more than half. It's good. All those are Maharashtra, please sit down. Baba, double foreigners have come. Five. From 50 countries, 550 from 50 countries. All double foreigners, please stand up. 550 from 50 countries. So many double foreigners. It's good you have made good efforts. It's good. So those who have also clap for those who have passed. Baba is still referring to the test in which all of you have passed. When the result is out, each one comes to know what type of student this one is, how much interest he has in the study, or is it that he has interest in other things rather than the study. See, these two have come, Baba, I don't know. और हो बाबा Baba is talking about somebody, are they two from separate houses or are they from one house? Haji, they are saying, Haji, yes. Baba is saying, say yes or no. And they are saying, yes. Both have passed. Is it not? It's good. The couple standing here, and probably Baba is referring to that. So, on behalf of all of you, Bap Dada is congratulating them. There's enthusiasm when the result is opened. The result is out. So the result is less, then people will question why is the result not so good? And then the thought comes: if I would have studied better, then I would have got a good result. And you can do it. Probably you have been a little bit careless and thought, oh, it will happen. Not that it will happen, it has to happen. It has to happen. That confidence should be there, the determination should be there. Okay, double foreigner, sit down. So those of Calcutta, they decorated Pandav Bhavan, Gyan Sarovar, Shantivan very well with flowers. They brought all the flowers from Calcutta. So many came from Calcutta and brought flowers with the many sitting in the back. So learn from this that when Baba tells you all to stand up, you should all stand up, especially in the line of those who have passed. So Baba wants everybody to pass. It's good. All those who raise their hand, to all of you who are sitting or standing, and so on behalf of all those sitting, you give them 100 times more. So all are here with great enthusiasm. So next time you will get even more number. Now you have taken a number, now you have become enthusiastic, so you can do more next time and get more marks. So make effort to get more marks in the future. Baba, so many who have come for the first time in this kalpa, all those who have come for the first time in this kalpa, raise your hand. First time in this kalpa to meet Bap Dada. To meet Bap Dada first time in this kalpa, raise your hand. Oh, it's like half a class, Baba is saying. It's about half the class. So must be at least 10,000 first timers, and if it's 10, if it's 20,000. So again, Baba's referring to those who have passed, very few raised their hand. So if you make more effort, if you make more effort, then all of you can pass. Baba will say, it will be so good if all of you pass. So Baba would say that there should be more zeal and enthusiasm to take a number is not a small thing. At least the whole class, all the friends and relatives all become so happy when they get a number. Still there'll be so few. Mother, father, uncle, aunts, all will be so happy that this one has got a good number. It is good that you have taken a number good. All of you have got the number. It's good that you have been able to come here. You know, something better than nothing. Okay. So, first of all, congratulations to those who have got a number ahead, those who passed. First, congratulations to them. Sunadadis are invited on the stage. Baba has told us our result and told us to pay more attention to the study. Today Baba was like a teacher in front of all his students. He was so happy to see his students, but also drew our attention towards the study and take full marks. Baba is telling Daddy that you are giving so much enthusiasm to everybody. They are saying that if Daddy can do it even at this age, then why can't we do it? So Daddy says, I have to thank Hansaben because she makes me go to sleep, she makes me wake up, she makes me do everything. Moini Ben of New York phoned today to Dadi Janki and said, I give my love and remembrance to Moini Ben, to Bab Dada, and also Jenti Ben phoned. especially Jayanti Ben and Mohini Ben, conveyed love and remembrance. Oh, that is, Baba is saying that they only conveyed love and remembrance, they didn't come. And Pari Janki is saying, no, there are so many come on an 18th of January there. And of Calcutta. Calcutta. So those of Calcutta have put a garland on Baba, and Baba is telling Muni Ben, you're also from Calcutta, aren't you? So Baba saying, yes, I remember, you're from Calcutta. So Muni Ben is originally from Calcutta, you know. So Mohini Ben has also come. Mohini Ben's help. Mohini Ben saying, now I'm okay. I'm okay today. I'm all right now. You're okay now. You'll be all right. Mohini Ben is telling Baba, Baba, it's your blessings which is making me move forward. Baba saying, Baba gives blessings to everybody. That may you continue to move forward. But the only thing is, you have to remember. Sister, this is Sister Madhu. And she has got whole of Madhuban, Pandabhavan, Gyan Sarovar, Shantivan has been decorated. They are saying that she decorates every year, brings all the flowers from Calcutta. The flowers come by air. For the past 3 years, she has been decorating. So you will come first, so I was asking. Will you come first? Oh, for the past 20 years, she says, 20 years, they have been decorating. Today, so they have really made effort to come number one. So today Ramesh Bhai is not very well, he's not. Ramesh Bhai is not well. So Ramesh Bhai is also, has reached, although he's not well, but he is here. So Nivay Bhai has given a bouquet to Baba on behalf of all of you. And also then Brijmohan Bhai. And then on behalf of Maharashtra Zone, Ramesh Bhai is presenting a bouquet to Bab Dada. Also, Baba's Lokik son Narayan Dada is here. He is 90 years old. Narayan Dada is 90 years old. You can imagine what Brahma Baba must have been like if his son is 90 years old now, Lokik son. Narayan Dada, at this age of 90, is quite strong.
Oh, Baba's telling him your number has stopped. It's not increasing. He's not a very good student, Liv. Now you have to move forward in the study. So Baba is saying, see, they have gone ahead, taking a good number. You also have to take a good number, and you can do it. Not that you cannot do. You are young. Baba says, you are young. You can do it. And he's 19 years old. And if he really wants to do it, he can do it. Baba is telling. You can take a number in the front. You can take a number in your front. Only you have to feel more zeal and enthusiasm in you, more intoxication in you. She's telling something to Baba. Oh, he's telling Baba, you give the support. And he can also do his lucky son. So Baba, he's saying, Baba, you give the support. He says, no, first your support should be to him. So Narayan Dada is saying, I need his support too. You know, he holds his hand and then makes him he does his work, I think it's between the son and father. And now bhog will be offered to Baba. So today is Avyakti Divas, and on 18th of January we all will together offer Brahma Bhojan to Baba. So on 18 January, special Brahma Bhojan is prepared for Baba, not just little things, like a full-fledged meal. Today Baba saw all of us as students. Our teacher is the highest teacher, and also gave the result of today. But along with the result, Baba also did caution us that you have to pay more attention to the study. And so Baba said, you are good students, but you have to be more study, to make more attention to the study to get good marks. And now that the Janki has come to feed Baba, so Dadi is going to offer bhog to Baba. All of you also offer bhog to Baba, but here Dadis, in a practical way, are offering bhog to Baba face to face. So, presence of Bhaktada in front of us and the showering of blessings on us is such a great blessing for us. And then, so today all of us will also offer Brahma Bhojan to Baba. Mm-hmm.